The last skill I want to just focus on is the skill of environment that falls under this collaboration task section. So, environment refers to the physical environment, the built environment, if you like, around a person in their life. It can be also, of course, the environment of the people around them, which, of course, includes you as their coach. Now, in the wellness context, you will have by now been doing a lot of conversations with your clients and talking about their environment, or they will have been talking about their environment, and they will probably have done quite a lot of work on trying to shape that environment to put things into it, take things out of it, change their experience of it. And that can be on some very practical levels, like moving to a different house or changing the house they live in. And it can also include changing long-term relationships and so on. So, also employment experiences, because obviously the workplace is an environment in which people experience their lives. So, you will have done a lot of investigation of this and will have found yourself with your client in a place where you want to be curious about the environment they've created and if it really lines up with their bigger vision for their lives. I've mentioned a couple of times earlier that the perspective that we can take in the wellness context is really more around deepening people's experience of their lives. It's not really just configured around problem solving, which is what it tends to be in the earlier stages of the relationship. And so when we're in this wellness perspective, we are really willing to question things that perhaps we have previously said, are acceptable and okay. And this fits really into this idea that people often tolerate things that they later on discover that they are intolerable, but at the time they're tolerating them, they wouldn't describe them that way. And it's really a function of self-awareness and self-knowledge. It's a little like hindsight, if you like. With hindsight, looking back, I realize that I might have been putting up with something which now realize, why was I putting up with it? Why did I live in that way? And yet, at the time, we often don't understand that that's what's going on. In the wellness perspective, then, pretty much everything's up for grabs. Everything's up for a relook. There is really no reasons why you can't, challenge and invite your client to really ask themselves some important questions about whether they have, if you like, parked off in a place that isn't really quite what it is that they're looking for, isn't quite reflecting their desired experience of their life. And so this applies particularly to this concept of environment because often people will, when they're in the recovery context, be looking at, for instance, something like relationships from the perspective of just getting that relationship onto a sort of, functional footing where it isn't always a crisis. And they will often experience that change if that comes about as being a really wonderful thing. They'll be like, my relationship's working really well now. We're not fighting all the time. We are able to have conversations, etc. Or relationships in the workplace, and I feel comfortable with my bosses or my manager or the people that I'm responsible for, and we have good relationships and so on. But the fact that a set of relationships or a set of environments have moved from being quite difficult and challenging to being, if you like, acceptable and calmer does not actually necessarily mean that those relationships are therefore the really powerful, transformative relationships that the people or your client yearns to have. So, in this wellness context where there is much more resilience, there's much more available for your client, they've been able to bring about change, they've been able to get over or get through the challenges and so on, they are now strong enough to have you ask them those challenging questions about the world that they've created so far and what else might be wanting to emerge for them in them about their lives. So this perspective environment is another way of calling them forth in the wellness context to really start that process of deeply fulfilling their lives for themselves.